Okay, this is now lesson six. Let's do it. Welcome back. Now we have positive parenting lesson number six, which is setting positive rules to allow for creative development for your kids. I think you would agree this is a challenging task, but it's so important. To become a good person, to become creative, you need a good, positive set of rules and values and discipline. And this is one of the great challenges in parenting. So I want to guide you through, in this lesson, some of the ways you can use positive hypnosis to support your kids in living according to basic good rules. I want to start by emphasizing, really important, children want to grant authority to their parents. Children need their parents to be in positions of leadership. They want to give you authority. But they can only do so freely when the parent is fair and loving. If the child is getting the message from the rule giver, the parent, that they're not a good kid, it makes it very hard for them to allow themselves to fully respond in a positive way. So one of the things we've been talking about in positive hypnosis, we start with a love and a respect for ourselves first, and then our kids. And then we add these structures, such as rules, to provide the necessary patterning, guidance for positive creative development. And when we talk about rules, it might be helpful to think about two types or two levels of rules. The first is what we might call general non-negotiable values. For example, do well in school or respect others or be positive, treat other people, have positive friends and activities. This would be general rules. Then we have the specific behavioral rules that might change over time in terms of what the details are. For example, keeping the house clean, cleaning your room, having limited electronic time on the computer or the TV or the smartphone, punctuality being on time, going to bed by a certain time, doing homework, so forth and so on. So as parents, we need to bring this structure, bring this guidance into our kids' lives. So it's important that we think about how to do that in a positive, effective, creative way. So here's a little bit of structure that I have used in teaching parenting with others. I've used with my own child who's now 26. First step, identify the rule and schedule a meeting with the child. So the rule is limited computer time, for example. Identify that rule, and then you're going to think about what is the value that that rule is representing? What is the positive value? So it's limiting computer time. So you have more time for human connection, more time for your homework, more time to be able to do other things. Think through. There's a rule here, and there's a positive value underlying that role. That's what you want to be able to base your rule setting and communication in. So before you have this meeting and during the meeting with your child, of course, I'm going to remind you, really important to develop your positive parenting state before you communicate verbally, before you try to do anything with others. Remember that state. Breathe up and down. Bring peace inside. Feel peace with the world around you. Feel your connection to your heart. Have a smile on your face. And then see and imagine your child in the same way. See the beauty that they have in their heart. Feel that sense, you're a great kid. I believe you're growing into a wonderful person. This is the base that makes your rule positive, that allows you to establish these rules in a loving, positive way. Then, when you communicate with your child, start with the positive value. I'm going to talk to you about a rule or set of rules that are important for you to follow at this point. And I just want to start by saying the basic value and the rule in this family is, for example, enjoy success, or to be healthy, or to have good connection with others. This is the base. This is what you are insisting that your child recognize and respect. This is a positive thing. Remember that. Then ask their child for their best understanding of that value and discuss and look to honor the child's values. So it's important, for example, that you are successful out in the world. This will allow you to be a good person, to be happy, to have freedom, to have the power to help others, for example. Now you state the specific rule. To achieve that, doing well in school, for example, is very important. So a basic rule for you is to do as well as possible in school. For example, achieving high grades. That's really important. We want you to be happy. We want you to be successful. Doing well in school is really important for being able to achieve that value. And so you can set, and what would that mean in terms of what grades or how much time that they would need to be spending on their homework each day. Be as specific as possible. Also, make sure that what you're asking them to do is reasonable and realistic. For example, when my daughter was in school, mathematics was not her very, very best subject. So I was a little bit more lenient. She had to get a good grade, but she didn't necessarily have to get the very, very best grade in mathematics. But be reasonable, set a rule that asks your child to achieve something difficult but achievable for them. Next, name a consequence for not following the rule. For example, we're going to ask you to spend at least 2 hours or 3 hours, just as an example, on your homework each night. If you do not do that, you will lose a privilege. What's the privilege? Watching TV, being on the computer, spending time with friends, doing club activities. Identify something that your child likes to do, but it's a privilege. It is dependent upon them following the basic family rules for them. So state the value, state the rule, state the specific way of knowing that they're following the rule. Name a consequence if they don't follow the rule. And then come back to your positive parenting state. Remember, your kid is a great kid. You can believe in them. You can love them, even as you set important rules for them. So restate, feel it, and restate that positive regard. Let them know you really believe in them, you're confident in them, you love them dearly. And then ask them for anything they want to say. And remember, you might be flexible on some details, but be committed and consistent on the general values and the general rules. This is one of the most important things you can do for your child. And then obviously, make sure to track the rule behavior every day. Is it make sure that they're following the rules and enforce the consequences while you're in a positive parenting state? Continue to practice the sense of, even if your kid is getting into trouble, even if your kid is struggling and you're struggling with them, remember to feel the positive regard for them. Remember to have that positive sense. They're a good kid. They can follow these rules to grow into a mature, happy adult. This is some of the tough work, obviously, of parenting. If you can do it in a positive hypnosis state, it will allow your kids to mature, to become more disciplined, to integrate the family values, and to know that they're so loved and cared for in that process. This is what we want to do as positive parents. Okay, so that's the end of lesson 6. Enjoy. Bye-bye.